What is the most famous truck in the nation? There are a variety of answers, but no doubt this old-time ride is still in the minds of many and on the screens of many a TV rerun. We hop on board on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. New logo, easier name to say, but at their core, still the same family business committed to providing the best crop nutrients available. Visit agroliquid.com.
It's no secret we're the best research liquid fertilizer on the market. It's no secret we produce more return on investment to the producer for every gallon applied. It's no secret that we provide all the nutrients a crop needs with unsurpassed application flexibility. It's no secret that we stand behind our products. It's no secret that our people are the best in the industry. It's no secret that we're environmentally responsible. What is a secret is why our products work better than all the rest. That's why there is only one AgriLiquid, and we like it that way. AgriLiquid.com.
Hi, everybody. Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon, July 27th to August 3rd. We'll explore beautiful Oregon Garden, take a scenic marine discovery cruise along the breathtaking coastline, and enjoy a buggy ride at Oregon Dunes. Agricultural highlights include the Hood River Fruit Region, a winery, and Martin Family Farms Dairy. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
The Ralph Foster Museum on the campus of the College of the Ozarks has a vast and amazing collection, but director Annette Sain admits there is one item that seems to draw a lot of attention.
We have the original hillbilly truck from the television series, The Beverly Hillbillies.
Said California is the place you ought to be, so they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly.
The truck once made a trip from Hollywood back here to the Ozarks.
At one point in the television series, there were five shows that were filmed out at Silverado City, which is just west of us here. They loaded up the cast and the crew and the hillbilly truck and everything and took it out to Silverado City.
After the series concluded, the truck went into a Hollywood warehouse. But thanks to a letter-writing campaign and the producer of the show, who's from Missouri and vacationed in the area, the truck was sent here for a permanent display. It draws a steady crowd.
TV Land will show reruns, and so it's still, people still know the show, and especially the folks who are around when it was originally run, you know, they'll bring their kids here, their grandkids, their great-grandkids, whatever, and they just appreciate the fact that it's the hillbilly truck.
In fact, one of the original hillbillies has even been back to see their old truck.
Donna Douglas, who played Ellie Mae, was here 8 or 9 years ago. It was very fun to watch. She was a wonderful person, very kind. So I know that she was here, and I've heard rumors that maybe a couple other of the cast members were here, but I've never been able to pin that down for sure.
And you, too, could come see the famous truck and take your picture next to a piece of hillbilly memorabilia. Traveling the countryside at the College of the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.